Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week, and in the first Aliyah of Parshat B'Ha'alotcha, we have 14 psukim. In this Aliyah, Aaron HaKohen is instructed to take care of, and to clean, and to light the lamps of the menorah. Also in this Aliyah, the Levi'im are set aside, and they are made tehorim for their job. Again, in the beginning of our parsha, we hear about the mitzvah that Aaron HaKohen receives regarding the menorah. Based on Psukim in our Aliyah and in Parshat Tetzaveh, the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, writes something fascinating in Hilchot Biyat HaMikdash Perek Tet, Halacha Zayin. There, the Rambam tells us the following: Hadlakat HaNerot Ksheira Bizarim. The actual lighting of the menorah does not need to be performed by a Kohen. A Kohen does need to prepare the menorah, a Kohen does need to prepare the wicks, to clean the bowls, etc., but he does not need to actually light the menorah itself. That a non-Kohen can do. Hadlakat HaNerot Ksheira Bizarim. Now, parenthetically, we do have to figure out how that can happen physically, since a non-Kohen is not allowed in the Kodesh itself. But basically, if a Kohen prepares the wicks and brings the menorah outside of the Kodesh, then a non-Kohen may light the menorah. Some Rishonim and Achronim disagree. The Ravid, for example, on that Gemara says that that's only true b'diyeved, and the Kesef Mishnah there cites a Ritva and Tosos Yeshanim from Masechet Yuma Daf Chavdal Amud Bet, who are also bothered by this psak of the Rambam. But be that as it may, we have a very interesting situation according to the Rambam. Only a Kohen may do Hatavat HaNerot. Again, only a Kohen is allowed to prepare the oil, prepare the wicks, clean the bowls, etc. But a non-Kohen may actually light the menorah. And we have to ask, wouldn't logic dictate the opposite? Allow the non-Kohen to do all the small stuff. Clean the bowls, the lamps, etc. Whatever the Kohen... But the Kohen itself should do the actual lighting. Why isn't that the halacha? Many, many mefarshim answer this question in the same way. I'd like to share an answer, a beautiful understanding, attributed to Rav Pinchas Menachem Yustman. Rav Yustman died in 1920. He was the grandson of the Gerer Rebbe, the Chidushei Harim, and he was the cousin and son-in-law of the Sfas Emes. When the Sfas Emes died, Rav Yustman took over as the Gerer Rebbe. I saw this idea quoted in Rav Yustman's name in a few places, including the She'elot U'Tshuvot Givat HaLevona by Rav Naftali Hertz Bombach. This is found in Orach Chaim Simen Dalid Ot Vav. Again, Rav Yustman explains this Rambam, why only a Kohen can prepare the wicks, prepare the oil, etc., but a non-Kohen may actually light the menorah. Why only a Kohen may actually light the menorah. He says the following: Hainu mishum diha hatava hi hachana le'amitzvah v'chashuva yoter miguf hamitzvah. He says the message here is that the preparation for a mitzvah is of greater value, is more important than the mitzvah itself. The work that a person puts into the mitzvah, the investment that a person makes into this mitzvah, the energy that a person places, the excitement towards that mitzvah, is actually more valuable than the performance of the mitzvah itself. And that's the Rambam. The lighting of the menorah, anyone can do. But the preparation of the wicks, the preparation of the bowls, the preparation of the oil, that only a Kohen can do. And we see this concept in a number of other mitzvot. It's a short FMT, so I can't share those here. But if you'd like to hear, please WhatsApp me privately for a couple other examples. In any case, this is an incredibly powerful idea for our Shmirat HaMitzvot. Many people are on the level where they do mitzvot, and that's a very, very beautiful thing. But some of us check boxes. Okay, I did that. I davened today. Done. I gave tzedakah today. Done. That's nice to do mitzvot, but the most important aspect of the mitzvah is the preparation before the mitzvah, the excitement before the mitzvah, the hachana before the mitzvah. What does it mean? What kind of investment do I have in this mitzvah? What can I do to inject excitement into this mitzvah? That, says Rav Yustman and other mefarshim, is even more important than the actual mitzvah itself. Again, there's a few other examples. Please WhatsApp me privately if you'd like to hear those examples. But in the meantime, have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.